This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 3rd, brought to you by Strativation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The nation's corn crop is in better condition this year than a year ago. USDA's first condition report put 75% of the nation's corn crop in either good or excellent condition. That's 11 points better than last year's first report. Corn planting pace at 91% is 2 points better than the five-year average, but 4 points behind last year. Corn emergence at 74%, 7 points behind last year, but a point better than the five-year average. Soybean planting reported at 78% done, up 10 points from last week, 11 points behind last year, but 5 better than the 5-year average. The figures suggest that there are no major immediate concerns for crop planting or condition ratings at this point, although there are areas of the country where heavy rains have impacted crops and the balance of finishing planting is still in question. Broiler chicken growers would be guaranteed a base price for their birds under a rule USDA is proposing to reform the poultry tournament system. The proposal released today ahead of publication of the Federal Register is the latest action taken by USDA to address competition in the meat and poultry sector. The department issued a rule in November requiring poultry integrators to share more information with prospective and future growers before they enter into contracts. The department also issued its inclusive competition rule in March to establish more effective standards under the Packers and Stockyards Act for prohibited practices relating to discrimination, retaliation, and deception in contracting, the department said. The latest proposal would also provide critical tools to enable growers to better identify risk that may arise on capital improvement practices and enhance the ability for USDA to enforce existing prohibitions on unfair capital improvement practices, the department said today in a news release. Vilsack told reporters today, quote, the rule would also establish a duty of fair comparison to ensure grower comparisons or tournaments are conducted in a reasonable and equitable way that does not disadvantage specific growers. If the rule does become final, it would address a range of abuses in the tournament system and the additional capital investment requirements that poultry companies commonly ask their contract growers for broiler chickens. Secretary Vilsack said the goal is simply fairness.
We see it as basically ensuring that the system is fair to both parties that are involved in the arrangement. It's unfair to suggest to a producer that if they enter into this system, they will be guaranteed a certain base pay for whatever it is they produce, only to find out at the last minute and after they've made significant investment that perhaps they'll be discounted for one reason or other that they didn't receive notice of and didn't receive an opportunity to make an informed decision about in entering into this arrangement.
The rule, however, does not negate the opportunity for performance premiums for growers.
So what this rule does is basically say, look, if you're going to establish a base pay, that has to be a base pay. It can't go below that. Now, it certainly can go above it if you take additional steps and if you produce and meet the criteria that are laid out, that there's a fair comparison from grower to grower, that you're aware of what that comparison will be based on, and that it is fairly and appropriately, those conditions are fairly appropriately applied across the board.
Once published, that rule would have a 60-day comment period. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Strativation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Strativation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StrativationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Strativation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.